This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it has opened 160 cases following the storming and attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The head of the agency's Washington field office held a news conference Tuesday afternoon, updating the public on where the FBI stands on the investigation. The assistant director in charge of the field office said the FBI had received 100,000 videos and pictures as tips. U.S. Acting Attorney General Michael Sherwin says 70 cases have already been charged, and he expects that would grow into the hundreds. The attack on the Capitol happened after President Donald Trump spoke at a rally near the White House last Wednesday. He then urged thousands of his supporters to fight against lawmakers, certifying that he had lost his reelection contest to Democrat-elect Joe Biden. Protesters then marched to the Capitol, breaking down doors and through windows, ransacking several lawmakers' offices, and scuffling with police. Five people died, including a Capitol police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. President Trump made his first public appearance since the attack on Tuesday, saying he is not concerned about the 25th Amendment allowing his cabinet to remove him from office. This comes as the Democrat-led U.S. House of Representatives moved ahead on a resolution pressing Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the constitutional amendment. The president spoke from the U.S. state of Texas in front of a section of the southern border wall with Mexico, saying, quote, "The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me." Earlier Tuesday, President Trump called the Democrats' push to impeach him in the last days absolutely ridiculous. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has canceled all travel this week, including a planned visit to Taiwan by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft. That's according to a State Department spokeswoman on Tuesday. Craft was due to visit Taiwan from Wednesday to Friday, prompting China to warn that Washington was playing with fire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that all travel this week had been canceled, including a trip by him to Europe as part of the transition to the incoming Biden administration. But European diplomats and other people familiar with the matter said Luxembourg's foreign minister and top European Union officials had declined to meet with him during his planned European trip this week. Kraft's Taiwan trip appeared to be another part of an effort by the Secretary of State and President Trump's Republican administration to lock in a tough approach to China before President-elect Biden takes office on January 20th. China has said it was firmly opposed to the visit. With days to go before the inauguration of President-elect Biden as America's 46th president, America's European allies are preparing for the new administration. For Europe's leaders, Biden's return to the White House, which he left 4 years ago as former President Barack Obama's vice president, along with familiar faces in key foreign and security jobs, offers a stark contrast compared to how foreign policy has fared over the last 4 years. And it is even more so in the wake of last week's violence against Congress by agitators supporting President Trump, focused on deep state conspiracy theories who sought to reverse the result of Biden's presidential election win. Reportedly, at a security conference 2 years ago in Munich, European leaders were tugging at Biden's sleeves in the margins, urging him to run for office. Word is 1 week from Wednesday, inauguration day for incoming President-elect Biden. It will feature the presence of over 10,000 National Guardsmen, with an additional 15,000 standing by if needed. The new security presence is the obvious repercussion of the violence that took place last week at the Capitol. The World Health Organization is warning that mass vaccinations against the novel coronavirus will not produce herd immunity this year. The WHO's chief scientist told reporters Monday that it takes time to produce and administer enough doses of the vaccine to finally stop the spread of the virus. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.